1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We are learning more about the raid that resulted in the rescue of four Israeli hostages in Gaza over the weekend. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
Israeli airstrikes accompanied a huge military operation to free four hostages being held in Gaza by Hamas, with new details emerging of Saturday's daytime rescue raid to bring them home. 26-year-old Noah Agamani hugging her father shortly after her rescue. Noah was taken by Hamas at the Nova Music Festival. Also rescued 27-year-old Andrei Kozlov, 41-year-old Shlomi Ziv, and 22-year-old Amog Mirjan, whose father tragically died just hours before he was freed.
Far-right parties making big gains in European parliamentary elections. The wins were so massive, French President Emmanuel Macron called a snap legislative election in his country. Former President Donald Trump is due to meet today with a probation officer for the first time since his conviction on 34 felony counts related to hush money payments. This is ABC News. Fallout from the belated disclosure by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas that he took luxury getaways paid for by a GOP mega donor. Thomas publicly acknowledging the trips for the first time just last week. Reporter Justin Elliott is with ProPublica, which first reported the gifts.
There's actually a review going on by the kind of bureaucratic arm of the judiciary, looking at the various reporting that Justice Thomas failed to disclose things he should have. And in theory, that body, if they find he intentionally didn't disclose these things, could refer this to the Attorney General because it is a legal matter. So not predicting that's going to happen, but that review is ongoing and we're very curious to see where it ends up.
Thomas previously said he had inadvertently admitted the information. Federal Reserve expected to leave interest rates unchanged when it meets on Wednesday. Analysts say inflation's still too high for cuts. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking for audits of Milwaukee public schools. That's in addition to the financial audit already underway. This comes after Milwaukee schools failed to turn in financial reports due last September. Now, the state is withholding more than $16 million in aid. Evers' proposed audits would look into the functionality and effectiveness of Milwaukee's public schools. The scandal at Waupun Prison is renewing talks of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too old to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball tonight as the crew hosts the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee coming off a 10-2 loss yesterday to the Tigers, but they won the weekend series in Detroit 2-1. Pat Murphy on struggling against the Tigers lefty Tarek Skubal.
Credit to them. They played great defense today, and they got timely hits. And, you know, that kid on the mound, It's really good.
In golf, Ernie Els shot a 12-under to win the AmFam Championship in Madison. Racing, IndyCar driver Will Powell gets his first win in 2 years at the Grand Prix at Road America Elkhart Lake. NFL, Packers beginning mandatory minicamp in Green Bay. Are they close to getting Jordan Love a new contract?
Yeah, we're in those conversations right now, and we'd like to get this done, before training camp for sure. We're looking forward to getting that done, but it never goes fast.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, 70 will be our high this afternoon, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74 with scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Crude and Dom.
The Devil's Advocate's birthday week has begun. We'll compare hangovers and we'll take all the political headlines. Tune in Devil's Advocates 3 to 6.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hi, what's up?
Don Peterson.
Party! Young.
The Stone Age didn't end because of a shortage of stones.
So how do you say croissant in French?
Go yourself.
You are correct, sir.
Here they are. It's John and Gordy.
Just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
Thank you. Thank you. We need the luck.
Yeah, we do. Especially in this segment. Oh, man.
Oh, it's the John and Gordy Family Show for a Monday. Look at the beautiful sunshine out over State Street this morning. People out biking and walking around, having a good time.
Went to our camera shot of State Street.
Yeah, if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you can see some joggers going by there. There's one, anyway, getting things going. Not like Friday when everybody was out running
around.
That
was crazy, wasn't it? A lot of exercising out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
We should join them next time.
Yeah. Think so?
Well, it'd be fun to do.
We should broadcast from the street.
Exactly.
Why don't we get out there?
Well, you were just talking about exercise during the break. We should just go jogging with these people.
Okay.
Sure.
I still keep saying.
There'll be dead air. There will be dead air.
Well, can't we?
No, I still keep saying whenever we're at Short Stack and the show is done. Yeah. We need to have a foot race between you guys a block up the street. Whoever gets back to the station the fastest wins.
What do we win?
No way.
No way.
I can't do that on a full stomach. We eat down there.
We have breakfast.
Up.
Yeah, we can't do
that. Oh, man.
You
know, that's too heavy.
By the way, tomorrow morning we're going to have Pete Schwabe on the show, Mr. Nightlight.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to be here tomorrow morning.
And 7:30, we're going to have him as a guest.
Yeah, we were on his show, a month or two, months ago.
Yes.
And he's going to come
now
in here.
Now we're going to find out more about Pete.
Yeah. He's going to be on from Madison tonight. He's going to be in this studio this evening.
Yeah. So. Well, I can't wait for that because we're going to talk about media things that are coming up.
Yeah. Should we drop in tonight just to, do a walk-on and say hello? on the Carson show with Easton, have somebody show up?
He has a strict list of guests.
Oh, you're right.
I think we'd be interrupting that.
Yeah, he probably would like
that. No, I would love to do that, actually. I was thinking about it.
No,
but he has guests line up, and we're not going to interfere.
Yeah, he's going to be
Should camp outside and hold signs out the window.
Okay.
Why can't we be on your
show? We love you, Pete. Hey, let's get to our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. All right.
Let's do this.
Yeah. We have a little contest music or anything.
We don't have anything for that.
All right, great. It's a statewide Text to Win contest, and we've been doing all last week. We've got another week to go on this, so you need the Civic Media app. You can text in the keyword, which we do every day at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., it says p.m. on here, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Those are the contest hours that we do the Text to Win contest. And we're giving away Wisconsin Dells prize packages, all kinds of great attractions and tickets to the Dells. Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. We do that one time a day with one of our winners, and then a chance to win a Scotty Summer Staycation. That's the grand prize. We'll have two grand prize winners. And you could win a grand prize staycation at Lake Geneva or Door County, yes, or a cabin in the woods near Fort Atkinson. Yeah, yes, fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready for today's keyword?
All right, what is that keyword today?
The 7 a.m. word, radio. Radio, okay? R-A-D-I-O, radio.
Radio.
Radio. That is the text to win keyword for the 7 a.m. hour, radio. So text that in, and you could win.
The daddy-o of the radio.
All right, okay. Very good. All right, now.
All right.
We got an unbelievable thing out of Las Vegas here with Don Snorleone.
It was a bizarre moment for almost
Thelonious
everybody.
Trump.
It's getting worse. And
he's losing it.
He is losing
it. He is. It's just unbelievable.
But, of course, he's bringing up Project 2025 in his speeches.
He kind of avoided doing that for a while.
Yes, the policies in Project 2025, which are draconian and crazy and gets rid of democracy completely. he kind of distanced himself from that.
At first.
Well, that's maybe. Not me. I'm not doing any of this stuff.
Now he's embracing it.
Now he is talking about some of the elements of it.
Okay.
And that's kind of very, very, revealing.
Yeah.
Trump claims migrants are fighting our families. They're totally destroying black population. And they're totally destroying Hispanic population. So let's check this little cutout. Cut 47.
Thelonious Trump. It is crazy. The illegal immigrants are turning, and they're turning at a level that nobody's ever seen before. They're fighting our families.
Right?
They're totally destroying our black population. They're totally destroying our Hispanic population. Mm-hmm. And you know what else they're destroying? And for you, it means a little bit less, but it means quite a bit in this state. They're killing unions. They're killing unions.
They're killing
because
unions.
The unions are not able to survive.
For survive what?
What is he talking
Who
about?
Who knows what he's talking about?
Just
making
it up.
You know that he's really targeting the black population and the Hispanic population in that little part of his speech.
A little diatribe.
Boy, oh boy. Okay. Trump complains next at length about credible reports that have nothing to do with Biden that he called dead soldiers suckers and losers. Remember, he's known for calling the dead soldiers, dead vets, suckers and losers.
Trump is.
We know that.
We've seen it on tape.
We know that to be a fact.
Right.
Okay, but let's listen to his excuses, what he's saying.
These people are suckers and losers. Think dead soldiers from World War I. They made up a story that I said this, and they put it out, and it's been going around for three years.
3 years.
So they make up stories, disinformation, a story like that. Think of it from a practical standpoint. Mm-hmm. I'm standing there with generals and military people in a cemetery.
No.
And I look at them, I say, these people are suckers and losers. Now, think of it. Unless you're a psycho or a crazy person or a very stupid person.
Oh, that's you.
Who would say that anyway? But who would say it to military people with military?
You.
Because as president of the United States, I would say if I made that statement, if I have generals here, I would imagine that most of them would end up in a major fist fight with the president.
Well, it didn't happen, but you know why it didn't happen? Because, first of all, he didn't go to the grave sites. So he wasn't talking to military people at a cemetery at all. He didn't actually talk to the military directly about it and say that specifically. When he said this, it was an aside. He said it to somebody, and then somebody heard that, and that's how it was reported, okay? And then there's proof. The proof came out finally, and John Kelly, the former Trump White House chief of staff, confirmed that he did say it. And this is a quote from John Kelly. A person that thinks those who defend their country in uniform or are shot down or seriously wounded in combat are spent years being tortured as POWs are all suckers because there's nothing in it for them. Kelly also said that Trump said a person that did not want to be seen in the presence of military amputees because it doesn't look good for me. A person who demonstrated open contempt for Gold Star families. We remember that. Very public.
Yes.
We know that. For all Gold Star families on TV during the 2016 campaign, and rants that our most precious heroes who gave their lives in America's defense are losers and wouldn't visit their graves in France.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. So that's all on the record.
A little bit of proof, a little bit on the record.
Quite a lot of proof.
And it's been going on for 3 years. Thanks for reminding us, Trump, because we've known about it for a long time, and now he's denied it. Now he is.
And that quote was from Chief of Staff John Kelly, General John Kelly.
Yeah.
His right-hand man there for the first
for
couple
many,
of,
many years.
Yeah, several years.
Very reliable guy. Yeah. And so I don't think he's lying.
No.
You know?
A truth teller.
Big story.
If you're the president, you're also the commander in chief. So by Trump's logic, he is also a sucker and a loser.
Yes.
Wow. Thanks, Sam.
That's right.
You're right on there. That's a
4 years ago, we were quarantining at home amid mass death as Trump bungled the pandemic. Yet Trump promises we're going to bring it back. 4 years ago, let's listen to this. Okay, 4 years ago,
turn this country around. We're going to turn it around really fast. We're going to do the things that you've wanted to do. We're going to bring it back to 4 years ago and do even more.
No, don't do that. That's the pandemic again. Millions of people dying. Okay.
What is he saying?
All right, here we go.
There's more?
Wait
a minute.
This is the big one.
Oh.
This is the big one.
All right, stand
we have time
by.
For this? Okay.
All right.
He claims the first thing he'll do in office is not charge taxes on tips. People making tips. Here, let's listen to this here.
I've said this, and for those hotel workers and people that get tips, you're going to be very happy. Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips. People making tips.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah. No, that's good.
We're not going to do it, and we're going to do that right away. First thing in office, because it's been a point of contention for years and years and years, and you do a great job of service.
Yeah.
You take care of people,
I
think it's going to be something that really is deserved. More importantly, popular or unpopular, I do some unpopular things too. If it's right for the country,
and you think it's right for the country? It isn't.
Well, he's reaching out to the average Joe, the average worker.
Great
right?
response from the crowd, didn't he? The average 2018 is the last time it took records on this, but the average worker who had tips reported on their W-2 had $6,249 in tips. So that was the average. That's how much they made in tips. $6,249.
Okay.
Reported tips anyway, okay? Mm-hmm. But the federal taxable income is too low to be taxed. Because, you know, there's like a $14,000 standard deduction that everybody takes, you know, individually.
Sure.
So taxable income, zero.
Okay.
So he's promising no taxes on those tips. But, you know, it's not enough to be taxed. You're not going to get taxed anyway.
Right. Wow.
Wow, what a big promise.
Did anybody point that out to him before he made that speech?
I think he'll follow through on that one. Although, you know, you still have to pay your FICA, the payroll tax, which, you know, pays for your Social Security and Medicare, and that'll be $474 calculated here for this particular tax cut, average of $6,249. You still have to pay $474 for Social Security and Medicare.
Right.
All right?
Okay. So that's still in the mix.
That's still
you
in the mix.
Do it. You got to do that.
Now, we have somebody up here who said you should point out that,
it should be pointed out that General John Kelly is a Gold Star father.
That's
for
right.
For one thing.
That's right.
And John Kelly lost a son in Afghanistan.
So Alito and Thomas are
going
now
back
taking
to our previous
tips.
Story. Yeah, right.
That's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Coming up on 7:19, and next we've got energy news, right? Biden,
that's
the
right.
oil trader.
Yes.
Coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Texting
enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
I can't believe this is real. We're finally doing our big fishing trip.
This is the year I'm doing everything I've always talked about.
Something's different about you. I feel like I'm talking to a whole new man.
Between you and me, it's Nugenix Total T that's making the difference.
Nugenix, the testosterone booster?
Exactly. Turning 40 and lower testosterone made it harder to find the drive and energy for the things that matter, like spending time with family and friends. So I tried Nugenix Total T.
That really works.
Absolutely. Nugenix is the reason we're finally doing this trip. It's why I have more energy for my family.
How do I give Nugenix a try?
Send them a text for a complimentary bottle.
Text LEAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LEAP to 321-321. That's LEAP to 321-321.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
It's the John and Gordy Family Show for a Monday morning. Beautiful sunshine today and highs getting up right around 71 degrees this afternoon.
Yep.
We're going to get to that story I mentioned in a moment about the energy news.
Well, that's true. You know, Trump is in Vegas making a speech, being a complete idiot. And we have some, text here. Of course, Mike in Sun Prairie reminded us that Trump made some suckers and losers comments about John McCain.
Oh, that's
and
right.
I thought about mm-hmm. that. I was thinking about looking for that particular track. And also somebody said, why don't you play that cut about Trump making a statement specifically about not caring about people voting for. He doesn't care about the people in the audience, he just wants their vote.
Wow, right.
That's what he said.
That's what he said?
Yeah, I was going to play that, but I just decided not to. We'll it's come too back short. To that. But anyway.
But first.
We have so much more.
We have Brittany Merlot standing by.
She's waiting patiently for us. Yes. She's got weather.
Good morning.
She's got good stories morning about weather. And and you were you sent a little bulletin, an email bulletin. Can people subscribe to that?
Yes, you can.
How do they do a
newsletter.
Newsletter.
You just go to bullfallsradio.com and it'll be right at the top of the page, right in your face. It'll be like, sign up for my newsletter. Sign up for it.
All right.
About every week.
Okay.
A lot of environmental weather kind of.
Oh, we're losing the audio here a little bit. Hold on.
Anyway, Brittany was saying bullfallsradio.com.
Okay.
It's the place to go. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. I think we've got it cleared up now.
And your latest one, you were talking about hurricanes. Tell us a little bit about that. That was interesting.
Yeah, so they put out the forecast for the season, which of course starts right now, and it goes into, August, September, and they're putting out the most aggressive forecast out there for hurricanes. So what's happening is we've heard El Nino, right? Well, we're still in the El Nino, but we are transitioning into a La Nina by August. So when that happens, you're getting lighter trade winds, less wind shear to break up a hurricane. Those kind of things break up hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got warm ocean temperatures on top of that, which the hurricanes use as fuel. That's what they eat. That's what they need.
Mm.
So we're having two things. The fact that we've got the warm ocean temperatures from the El Nino still, then the La Nina pattern, making it easier for these storms to grow. So they're thinking that we're going to have 4 to 7 major hurricanes.
Wow.
And I know a lot of snowbirds up in Wisconsin. So
yeah.
I wanted to point that out as we sit up here enjoying summer. Keep in mind your property south.
Mm. Unfortunately, those That's ocean true. Temperatures continue to climb, don't they?
They do. The past few years, they've just been getting warmer and warmer. So
that's not good.
Not good.
Yeah.
No.
Not good.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, just knowing that, just knowing that information. It's not fantastic to have the tornadoes, but hurricanes, but I think it's great to have that information, and your newsletter is fantastic for, bringing all these things. Mm-hmm. You were talking about Wisconsin, too, the cicadas?
Yes.
Yeah,
we really
have a story on the cicadas, right?
I do.
But they're not. Tell us about it. Hasn't been that bad in Wisconsin, as far as I know, right? Or
is this a weather-related thing with the cicadas? By the way,
you know, the only weather-related stuff I've heard about these cicadas is if it's raining, they're very, very quiet and they kind of shut down. Same thing at night; they must be sleeping. Okay. So a lot of people in northern Illinois are just loving the rain because they are just flying around, bombing everyone. But I think they're almost done, about another week or so of them.
Oh, okay. So Wisconsin really kind of missed that, the whole thing, cicada thing.
Yes.
All right.
The two generations, right? Wasn't
yeah,
it like two
we had
generations
two of them.
Waking
we
up
did.
At the same time?
We did.
Yeah. All right. How are things shaping up this week? It looks pretty pleasant here, but I understand it's going to get hot and humid later this week.
Yes, it is. Right. So we've got 2 days left. Or I really just say today, honestly. Low 70s, beautiful sunshine. By tomorrow, we're going to hit those low 80s. So we'll warm up during the day, but then a cold front moves in throughout the afternoon. So we will see some showers and storms by tomorrow night. Then we'll clear out for Wednesday. And then Wednesday night into Thursday, we've got another system pushing through, bringing some maybe strong to severe storms. So that would be an overnight to early Thursday morning thing. And then we kind of get that heat and humidity building in. We're really going to see showers and storm chances on Sunday and into Monday. So,
all right. Well, we'll keep our eyes in the skies and all that stuff.
That's right.
Keep an eye on it. We know you'll be watching it closely, too.
I will.
But there's a big problem, by the way, with the cicadas. I just wanted to bring this up.
What's the problem?
I'll hear it.
Kind of honest,
how is it,
but
how is it a problem?
Because of the wet weather, there's a mold. And mold is affecting a lot of the cicadas. The male cicadas lose their parts.
Interesting.
Their reproductive parts because of this mold or fungus.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not.
No, I did hear something about this. What? I don't know the details.
Not only that, it makes these male cicadas flap their wings in a way that females normally flap their wings. So we have transgenderish
cicadas.
Oh, really?
Transgender cicadas?
Yeah, cicadas.
Wow.
So people, you know, anyway, it's crazy stuff.
Where are you going with this?
I just thought you'd throw it in. It's weather related, you know, the moist temperature.
Brittany,
hey,
could you look into this for us and see if there's any truth to anything that John
I
and
will.
Maybe get back to us tomorrow on this?
It was just a fever nightmare I had. I don't know. Okay. It's
Yeah, I'm going to get back to you guys on that one.
All right.
All right.
Very good.
You can.
All right, Brittany. Why don't you tell you what? Why don't you come back with a special report tomorrow at this time on the cicadas and they're losing their parts? Okay.
It's all
what
true.
Interesting homework I have.
Don't spend a lot of time on that one.
All right, Brittany.
You
have a great day.
All right. You too.
We'll talk to
bye-bye.
You then. All
bye-bye.
Right.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, Brittany's going to join us every day around this time now. All right.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Welcome to the team. Here we go.
I
the
think
John
we're not
Gordon morning team.
We're not all paying right. her for it.
Okay.
Maybe she finds that out, you know, she'll reconsider.
It's all good.
It is. It is all good.
All right. By the way, just a reminder here, our Scani Summer Text Win Contest. This hour, the key word is radio, okay? If you've been waiting around for whatever the key word is in the 7 a.m. hour, radio in our Scani Summer Text Win Statewide Contest. Get those texts to us. All right.
All right. I just want you to get up the new intro that I put together for the energy news.
Energy news?
Yes, we have energy news.
Go. Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you what.
We'll try to get to that.
Let's go to the phones.
But let's go to the phones first. It's Dick. Dick, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, as far as the cicada thing, not to worry. The Republicans will be attacking them immediately, if that's the case.
Yes, that's right.
And insofar as the hurricanes, too, you just re-elect Trump, and he just gets the Sharpie out, and that's that.
That's right. He could take care of that problem.
Moment
this
that
never
was
would happen under his administration.
Good point, Dick.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, that was a moment.
All right. Thanks, Dick. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We don't really have time for Joe Biden, you know, the genius oil trader that he is.
Yes, but coming up, we'll be talking to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society.
That's right, yes.
She's in studio with us, and we're going to check out what's going on, the latest from the Humane Society, coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Farms across the state of Wisconsin definitely paid attention to the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll find out how many farms applied for a little financial aid to improve their roads and bridges next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health. The only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Overwhelming. That's the response that Wisconsin farms gave to the Agriculture Road Improvement Program earlier this year when the first round of applications opened. Joel Nilsestuen is the Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
We received 153 eligible ARIP applications. They're really from all corners of the state. And when you add up all those applications, it was $252 million of total project costs. So we've got some hard decisions to make because there's a lot of good projects in there. We're awarding $50 million of projects in this first round. But you know, the good news is we're going right into round two, and in that process we'll be awarding the remaining $100 million of projects.
Joel Nilsestuen, Assistant Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, he says that they expect to announce what projects will receive the initial $50 million in funding by the end of the month. Nilsestuen said they will also roll over all applications received in the first round of requests to the second round of funding. Find out more at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website.
At Compeer Financial, being here for you means something. With your loan, you access far more than financing. Enjoy member benefits like discounts on personal and business expenses, financial education, and special events, plus patronage, essentially reducing the costs of the funds you borrowed. Compeer Financial, here for you. Find out more today. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/member-benefits. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
The 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention begins unofficially today with their Day of Service chapters coming into the Madison area from all across the state a little early to dedicate some of their time and talent with the Dane County Park System, as well as building beds for the Sleeps in Heavenly Peace organization. Our summer intern, Aubrey Schlimgen, is going to be tagging along with them. Follow us, Midwest Farm Report, on Facebook. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, 70 will be our high this afternoon, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74 with scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's week two of Joe Biden's top 100. We've covered the economy. Next up, education. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Who let the dogs out?
WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. This is the John and Gordy Family Show Extravaganza. Lots going on, and we're going to talk about pets right now.
That's right.
Dane County Humane Society.
Yes, and we are welcoming in Lisa Bernard. She's the public relations officer from Dane County Humane Society. Lisa, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And thank goodness, because it's radio, you didn't bring in a dog. Gordy's looking for a pet.
I am. I am looking for a dog.
After all this time, his pet passed away. A
couple of years ago.
He thinks he's ready now.
I'm ready. I've moved to a new location here in Madison. I've got a house, and I need a dog.
A watchdog.
You've got some.
We have a few.
Okay. See?
We'll talk maybe after the show.
I told you they had some.
I figured they might. So, Lisa, now let's talk a little bit about the Humane Society and some of the things that people may, you know, I think most people know, you know, what a Humane Society is all about. But the Dane County Humane Society is really kind of special because you have some other things that people may not know about, like the Wildlife Center, for example, and some other things going on with the resale shops. So let's start with the Wildlife Center.
Yeah. Now, does this have to do with like exotic pets that eventually come into your possession?
This is your native wildlife in Wisconsin. So your birds, your reptiles, your turtles, other amphibians.
Yeah.
They do take some mammals. Last year, we admitted our very first Bob kitten.
Oh, no kidding. Oh,
yeah, that's what they call a baby bobcat, is a bob kitten. And so everybody was very excited. I mean, sad that she was found orphaned and she needed assistance. She was dehydrated. She had burrs in her coat, so we had to remove those. And she was very spicy, which you want.
Yes,
and
sure.
Wildlife, you want that good sense
of survival instinct thing.
Exactly. We want to stay far enough as friends. Like, you live your life, I'll live mine, and we'll respect each other, but we won't live together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So you raised this little pup up into a grown up, and then you just release into the wild?
With bob kittens, they need to grow up.
Do we have bobcats in this state?
We do. Oh. They're further north. This one was around Mazomanie area. But they have to grow up with other bob kittens.
Yes.
To get that instinct going and learn from each other. So we did send her to another facility where they had other bob kittens around her age.
Yeah.
And when she was ready to be released, they sent her back to us. And then we were able to release her.
Now, where is the Wildlife Center? And it's open to the public, right?
The Wildlife Center is open by appointment only. If you find a sick, injured, or orphaned wildlife, we do ask that you reach out to us first before bringing them in, just because based on photos or videos, we can tell if that animal really needs our help or not. Because, you know, right now it's baby season.
Yeah.
Wild animals are having their babies. And so sometimes we mistake that this bird is injured and it turns out that, no, it's just learning to fly and it's doing fine. It's doing what it should be. So just leave it alone.
I don't want to put you on the spot or anything like that. Well, maybe I do. Can you give us an impression of what a baby Bob sounds like?
A baby Bob? Oh.
A Bob. What?
You know, I can't because... So our wildlife center is on our property.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
But we don't go visit, like, only the rehabilitators and volunteers who are trained to work in there actually go there. We're trying to keep the animals as wild as possible. So that's really like keeping people away.
Yeah. Okay. I want to ask you about the resale center. Now you have one already, right?
We
You've had for a while?
We do.
Across from Woodman's.
It's celebrated its fifth anniversary in January. It's on Watts Road, 6904 Watts Road.
Just across from Woodman's.
Yep. And we've been asked for several years, we're going to open an east side one, and we are working on it. They've been working on getting the store ready. They're hiring people. They're still hiring if you're looking for a job. They're also looking for volunteers. We do rely a lot on volunteers.
You said it was on High Crossing Road.
High Crossing Boulevard.
Boulevard, right across, well, it's on the east side of the freeway.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now you want to get the word out about the resale shops because a lot of people think that...
By all the time thinking, well, we can't go in there. I don't need anything for my dog.
It's the Dane County Humane Society thrift store. That's the actual name.
It's a thrift store for humans.
So you think that it's all about animals, but it isn't.
No.
You've got some stuff there for humans.
We have plenty of stuff. A lot of stuff. We have furniture. We have books. We have audio. We have videos. We have clothing. We do carry some gently used pet supplies too, but a lot of it is for human, like kitchen items and decor. And you could bring your furry friend to shop with you.
Oh, is that right?
How fun is that?
Oh, that is.
And they have an area in both stores where they can have a shop cat who's available for adoption.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Good to know.
Do you have a section for pet toys?
At the thrift store, we do. We also have an area, we also sell items at our adoption center at the shelter if you need a few items to get you started. I know you guys were asking about other programs too. We also have an education program.
Tell us about that.
Geared a lot towards children.
Yes.
So they go and they go to schools to do presentations about animals. We have a 4 foot long corn snake named Ranger Jake who goes along.
Beautiful. What?
Yes. Yes. Ranger Jake. He's 20 years old. He's so cute.
Oh, that's cute.
20 years old.
The kids love him.
John, do you not like snakes?
No, I do not like snakes.
I'm a big fan of snakes, but what?
You should come to summer camp, though, because sometimes we bring our friends from Key Reptiles in, and every kid who wants to hold a snake gets to hold their own snake and have a presentation and learn about them. And how fun is that?
John, let's do that. Why don't you and I do
that? I did something like that for a summer once.
Did you?
At the summer camp I used to work at, I worked in like the wildlife and ecology area the first year, and I was the designated snake handler because everyone else hated them.
They're great.
God.
What's the name of the snake?
The talent that you have.
Ranger Jake.
Ranger Jake.
Jake the snake.
Okay. We also have classroom guinea pigs. Winston is one of them. And, I'm blanking on the other guy. But what's interesting about them is that they like to jump on their hidey houses. Who knew guinea pigs could jump?
Right? Yes.
But they can.
Yes.
Jumping guinea pigs. Wow.
I should tell you, though, we offer summer camp. We offer day camps. We offer a service day because we have a lot of families who want to volunteer for us, but we only have so many opportunities for that. So we started offering a service day so kids as young as 4 could come with their families to go and they could stuff Kongs or fill rice socks to help out animals who are recovering from surgery.
Excellent. With Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. So
it'd be fun to have a National Lampoon summer camp for pets. What a movie.
I think
a movie concept. Okay. We'll talk to Pete about that.
Yeah. Pitch him that idea. See if he can find a director and a writer.
He writes and directs, so he knows his stuff.
He does.
What is the summer camp like? That's the question I have. You said is it an overnight camp? Like kids can stay over? Okay.
Nope.
Just day camps.
So it's day camps that are held for the entire week. So you can also have aftercare for parents who can't pick their kids up right away when camp ends. But they do different activities. They'll make either art projects or do some sort of service type project. They'll play games. They get to share their passions for animals and learn more about other animals. And then they get to go through and learn about different dog behavior, different cat behavior. And then we bring other groups in. Like we've had the mounted police come and talk about their jobs.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've had just different groups come in to talk about different animals, and then we have veterinarians on mm-hmm. site. Not every shelter or rescue can have veterinarians, and mm-hmm. we have several, and they'll talk to the children about their jobs and what they do and such. So the kids learn a lot. I get to talk to them, too, about how we promote animals, and they also make these awesome posters to help promote the animals that are, especially they're the longest, our Lonely Hearts Club members.
Oh, yeah.
And you mentioned before, you do have volunteers that also help out, right?
Yes, we have over 1,000 volunteers across the entire board. So that's Thrift Store, Wildlife Center, and
Gordy has some extra time.
Yeah, I could help out.
So minimum is 2 hours per week.
Okay.
That's way too much time.
Yeah, I don't know if I have that. No. but I am interested in a dog. So let's just run through the process. If somebody wants a pet, you have dogs and cats, obviously.
We have dog, cats, rabbits, guinea pigs. Sometimes we have parakeets and other types of birds. We also
poisonous snakes?
Not poisonous, but we've had snakes and different types of lizards come in. Fish have come in.
Really? Do you have any talking birds? I like a parrot, you know, talk.
Like
teach it some swear words and stuff so when people come over, they can be impressed.
You could do that.
Really? You have any parrots now?
We don't.
Those are exotic pets, though, aren't they? Do you have exotic pets?
We've had alligators come in.
What?
Yes, we don't adopt alligators. Those out. We find an accredited facility to take them. Yeah.
And I would think that would be better for your house.
What, an alligator? Yeah. I'd look into that. So the process is go online, fill out an application?
Nope, there is no application.
What?
You can look online. It updates in real time for the animals who are available. If you see someone you like, you could come in and go on our wait list. It's kind of like having a ticket at a deli. Mm-hmm. And you tell them you want to meet this person. All they ask is for your basic information, which is your name, phone number, address, and email. Mm-hmm.
So no background checks.
And a fee.
There is an adoption fee, but it covers for the
shots
animal.
And stuff. And,
age-appropriate vaccinations, flea and tick, dewormer, mm-hmm. Spay-neuter, as well as a microchip. And if they needed any other medical procedure, mm-hmm. it's all covered. Yeah. And it doesn't go higher. The most expensive mm-hmm. adoption fee is $475 for a puppy plus tax.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And then it's down from there. But you get all of that in addition to it.
Excellent.
Well, you know, I've got a one-year-old border collie.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we go. We hear about this dog.
and I'm
out of control.
I'm thinking, could you use one?
Really? Really? You've come to that point already.
I gotta tell Ann, but
you could never give up power. How could you do that to her?
I really couldn't do that. But she's we call her the Kraken. So if you've seen, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, you know what I'm talking about.
It's a little out of control. Just hard. You tried to train it, right?
Well, I mean, she's doing good. Yeah. She's doing better.
And you know what? Training takes time. We do offer dog training classes.
Oh, you do?
We do.
There you go.
And you know, it could just be that she loves to do an obstacle course. Well, we have one that's an obstacle course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely training her for the obstacle course. She has a little energy and needs some distraction, you know?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I've got a one-year-old, too, and she's got energy at times, and she gets into things I don't want her to, and there are times I'm pulling my hair out, but the joy and the love totally just makes up for all that.
You're just saying
headache.
That. You're just saying
no,
that.
I love her dearly.
Nothing makes up for that.
So, Lisa, if people want to find out more, best way to do that?
GiveShelter.org.
Okay.
Lots of information.
You got a great magazine here that you brought in.
That goes out once a year.
Once
and then
a year?
We have a monthly e-newsletter.
I see.
I can sign you up for that.
All right. I'm in.
Here's a question I have. It's staying in my head here, and I can't get rid of it, so I'm going to ask you. You're here. You were talking about snakes. I hate snakes. You know, they're non-poisonous, I'm sure. You know, just regular snakes. But they bite, too, don't they?
Well,
don't they bite? They're not poisonous, but
fangs,
they bite.
Yes.
They can, but they don't. We're usually handling them well, so why would they bite us?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. All right. Good reason.
Lisa Bernard, thank you for joining us from the Dane County Humane Society. We'll have you back again sometime soon, okay?
Yes. Sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah. And again, people want to find out more, giveshelter.org. Excellent.
Excellent.
Very good. We'll be back with leftovers, tidbits, this, that, and the other on the John and Gordy Show for a Monday.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers!
And I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Excellent. Very good.
We got those leftovers.
Leftovers.
This is a new feature that we... cobbled together really quickly. But first, let's let's get to the staycation.
That's right. Yes, the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. One more time. This hour's keyword is radio. Radio. Text that to through the Civic Media app. Radio is the keyword for this hour. There'll be more keywords today, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and also this afternoon, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. You could win a staycation either at Door County at the Ridges Inn and Suites, beautiful place, Lake Geneva at Harbor Shores, and also another one that you could choose if you're one of the two grand prize winners, a cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat, near Fort Atkinson. It's a beautiful place. So we've got that. Yeah. We also, one time a day, we give away a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. And all those hours that I mentioned before, we have winnings of the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Package. All kinds of great attractions in the Dells. Quite a ticket package there for our hourly winners. So get that text to win number keyword in. Again, the keyword is radio for this hour. You got a few more minutes to get that texted to us.
Well, you know, the next time we have a contest, you know, we're going to seriously try to get our idea implemented in it.
Which is what?
Well, it's a John and Gordy hot tub extravaganza.
I wasn't aware of this. I didn't know we were offering that.
Did I not tell you that?
I had no idea, and now I'm scared.
By management.
Did you?
They thought, hey, what a great idea. You know, we've got some electric radios to put around your hot tub.
A hot tub extravaganza, with John and Gordy.
Yep.
Does that mean we're part of this? People are going to come over to your... You have a hot tub over your place.
No, I do not have that.
Oh, well, then how are we offering this? Where are we going
to
do it?
I don't know.
Really?
You know, the station will have to find a big place with a hot tub.
They could bring it right in here, right into our studio.
We have to bring back the three-way blender. It's been specifically requested by at least one listener.
You're right. I think we will.
Yeah, our last contest, we gave away
Everybody wants a three-way.
Blender. Okay. Hey, let's move on.
Okay, we have a new feature, by the way. This is something, you know, I thought was very important. It has to do with energy. We, you know, we're always talking about alternative energy sources and replacing the old energy sources.
Right, yeah. Energy's important.
So, you know, I've got a lot of energy news just piling up at home.
Well, let's get to it.
I'm a collector, you know, a hoarder.
Well, it's time to share this energy news with the world.
All right, I've got an intro that I put together from Mad Max.
Okay.
So let's listen.
The world was powered by the black fuel. Without fuel, they were nothing. The thundering machine sputtered and stopped.
Give me the pump, the gasoline.
When all that's left is one last chance.
And I've got stories of that one last chance, and that is to go green. Okay, all right. And this is a big story. Chris Hayes had this story. This is a fantastic, fantastic story. But
What's it all about?
It's all about Joe Biden being the genius oil trader.
Okay.
Who knew? Scranton Joe found a way to break OPEC. And this is a great story. Let's listen to it.
All right.
6 decades ago, a bunch of oil-producing countries, including Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, banded together to form OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. And that cartel has had a massive influence on American politics ever since. Just look at what happened after OPEC decided to put an embargo on the United States during the Arab-Israeli War of 1973.
This winter, Americans waited in line for gasoline that they sometimes couldn't buy. They conserved fuel and turned off lights. They paid more for oil, food, clothes. Some of them lost their jobs.
Then in 1979, prices at the pump soared again when Iranian oil production dropped after the Iranian Revolution, and OPEC almost tripled oil prices. And of course, the fallout helped knock Jimmy Carter right out of the White House. American presidents have been bedeviled by OPEC ever since, until now. Because to quote former congressional advisor Matt Stoller, Joe Biden just broke OPEC. And he did that through a truly incredible bit of oil market trading. Here's how The Economist describes it. In 2022, when he released 180 million barrels of crude, he sold at an average of $95 a barrel. In July last year, when oil was at $67 a barrel, he began to refill the reserve. He has replaced about one-fifth of what he sold, posting a profit of $582 million, and has managed to time the market to perfection. And Biden's streak is still going.
That's
it. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty
smart.
He's
found a way to, you know, take oil out of the reserve and then put it back in when it's cheap.
Take advantage
of
back and
forth.
Prices.
And he's also, you know, OPEC is lowering their prices now because of this.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Way to go, Joe.
I know.
I
know.
Like that.
Do you think Trump would do that?
No.
Felonious Trump?
No, I don't think so.
You think he'd be able to devise such a plan? I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay, this is a little more energy news.
You got energy news? More?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I do. Salting the clouds.
Salting the clouds.
To brighten them, yes. Reflecting sunlight away from the surface of the planet.
Is that the...
Get this.
The deal?
Researchers at the University of Washington are studying a concept called marine cloud brightening, which aims to slow climate change by spraying clouds with sea salt.
What?
Salt particles help clouds form tiny, shiny water droplets, which reflect sunlight away from the Earth before it can heat the planet.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. It's so incredible that that they banned it. You see,
so it doesn't work, or is it too expensive?
It was too much of an experiment at this point. Wow. They suspended this scientific approach in May, citing health and environmental concerns. Okay. The experiment in Alameda is meant to test a new salt spray machine, and that's what they're really trying. It's not so much to see if, you know, sunlight will reflect back away from the Earth, but instead, they just had a spray machine. They haven't been able to get this application correct for clouds.
All right.
The fluffy white tops of certain clouds act like a natural sunscreen for the planet. The water droplets and ice crystals reflect 30 to 60% of the sunlight that hits them. So that's what clouds do. So
okay.
Adding salt to it, that's you wonderful. Know, it hey, might even taste better.
Stay on top of that story.
Yeah, why don't we just like coat the earth in aluminum foil? That'll reflect everything.
Great
away.
Idea, Sam.
Excellent.
Hey, guess what? We are all out of time for today's efforts here at the John Gordy Show. We hope you'll join us tomorrow when our special guest will be Pete Schwabba from the Nightlife Show.
Yes.
Yeah. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, so long. That sounds great. Fantastic. See you later.
All right, let's get out of here.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, two women on opposite sides of the abortion issue and how to make flying a little bit less painful. Coming up, join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.